The signing of this memorandum of understanding during this historic 100th session of the International Labour Conference will take our already strong working relationship with UN Women to a new and better level. The areas covered by this agreement, such as the promotion of gender equality and the elimination of discrimination in the world of work, domestic workers and social protection floors, are at the core of the concerns of this conference. And we're very proud and honored to have you here with us to witness and contribute to the major achievements and discussions that are happening these days. And I just want to thank you for your presence already in a number of our activities here that highlights in practical ways the fact of the cooperation that we already have, that this agreement is putting into more institutional context. Prior to the General Assembly decision last July 2010 to establish the new gender equality entity, the ILO worked effectively with the four bodies that now constitute UN Women for decades to support international efforts to realize women's and girls' rights, promote equal treatment between women and men, and advocate for women's empowerment. These priorities are reflected in the MDGs and are captured in the Decent Work Agenda, which, of course, is based on employment, social protection, rights, and social dialogue. Our joint cooperation has intensified with the creation of UN Women and your inspired leadership. And let me highlight that fact. As its first director, as executive director, you have been able to mobilize support rapidly and enjoyed intensive consultations to arrive at the UN Women Vision and Action Plan. The memorandum of understanding we have just signed is testimony of our strong desire to continue joint collaboration, leveraging each institution's comparative advantages. It captures what in essence is happening already at the global, regional, and country level, on consultations and exchange of information. And it outlines specific means and areas of cooperation. It also provides for mutual representation. So in this spirit of collaboration, the executive director has said UN Women will work in partnership with the UN system and that UN Women will harness the full capacity and comparative advantage of each partner so that there is greater impact at the national level. ILO fully supports this approach. I would say that more than together with the support, you are fully supported as a person, as in the directions you have given to UN Women and the trust that we have that your presence at UN Women is going to increasingly show the necessity for this institution. And then working with our social partners at the country level, together with UN Women, we can make an impact and achieve gender equality results for working women and men and eliminate barriers to women's rights and empowerment. We very much look forward to providing our expertise and knowledge on world of work matters in this partnership. And I thank you, Executive Director, and all your staff for the collaboration and support in these efforts, and you can certainly count with the ILO in this endeavor. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for the agreement we have just signed.
Well, thank you, Director General, colleagues. As you have mentioned, this is a memorandum of understanding that really makes us very happy and think it's a very important step on the objectives that we have put on as the most relevant for UN Women. And one empowerment of women is probably the big objective that we have. And we understand that in that empowering women and their economic autonomy is essential. And women, in all the widespread possibilities on the economy that are essential part of what ILO is doing, is for us very important. From women as employees, as workers, so how we can ensure a decent work, at the workplace. Two women as SMEs, two women as CEOs or members of the boards in the different companies. And this tripartite characteristic of ILO is particularly important for the objective that we're dealing with on behalf of us. And so we believe that we can continue building on what we already been doing in the past, and we will continue very committed on making this more than an MOU. This is strong partnerships, because the MOU is the reflects the political will and the strong partnership between ILO and UN Women. And I really think that for UN Women, this is an extraordinary possibility to really advance towards the agenda and the priorities we have defined. So thank you very much. I think Adiji has said everything, so I'm very happy to be here today. Thank you.